Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, it's a victory Monday after a Texans 23-14 victory over the Tennessee Titans in Nashville. And right now, let's go to NRG Stadium to hear from the head coach of the Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryans.
Everybody bundled up.
The biggest
Chargers and some of the matchups. What do you think of them overall as a football team and the way they're coached?
Yeah, man, we're really excited about, you know, this matchup versus the Chargers. Really well-coached football team. You can see Coach Harbaugh's imprint on the football team instantly, just how sound they are in all three phases. Very sound football team. They can run. They're very, very balanced offensively. Run the ball well, and of course, you know, Justin Herbert is one of the better quarterbacks in the league, and he's done a really great job, I think, of just protecting the football. Right, he doesn't turn the ball over a lot, and it's a lot to be said for a quarterback who does that. Right, really puts his team in really good situations to move down the field. They're good on third down. Defensively, I think Coach Mentor has done a really good job with this team. Just eliminating the deep pass. They do a really good job of, you know, playing the shell coverages, mixing the coverages up. And this week we got to find number three, Derwin James. He's all over the place. Talk about blitzing, a blitzing safety, nickel, whatever DB position you want to call it. Like, Derwin is playing lights out. He's an impact player. We have to have awareness for where he is at all times. Their edge rusher is also a good player. He's been doing it for a long time. Mack and Bosa, a really good tandem there on the edge. So, you know, we have our hands full, as should be, in a playoff matchup, but we're excited to go against a really good football team.
You talked about it a little bit after the game yesterday. How much what you saw yesterday really helps you guys do some of these things you just addressed that have to happen? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, what we did on yesterday, it was just getting back to, for me, just getting back to the basics. I said just playing football the right way. For us, just going out and executing. As I know, I've mentioned that a lot, and that's what it looks like when our guys do it the right way, just eliminating negative plays offensively, putting together a solid drive, moving the football, and finishing with points. That's something that we've been harping on, something we have to do better, and we were able to do that yesterday, and I'm pleased with the outing that our guys had, and I thought they did a really good job there.
Amico, how have you seen CJ evolve in his leadership in his second year, and do you have any examples of how you've seen him maybe change, or if maybe hasn't changed? I don't know.
Yeah, for CJ, when it comes to the leadership piece, it's from CJ being authentic. As I think everyone sees when CJ is here and his interviews and everything, CJ is authentic. He's real. It's not only here, it's in the locker room, around the guys. And that's what leadership is to me. Like, as you evolve as a leader, you just be authentic to yourself. You don't have to make up anything or make up a speech or make up something to say to guys. You're just CJ is being CJ. And that's what our guys feed off. CJ just being himself, being authentic as a leader, understanding that it's not all on him, right? As a leader, it's all of our guys just buying in, doing what they have to do. But also CJ understanding a lot of guys are looking up to him on the team. And, you know, he takes that role seriously, but it's not a heavy weight for him, right? Because we have other leaders as well around him with Will, Aziz, other guys that step up. So, you know, I'm proud of CJ and how he's, you know, continued to grow as a pro, and it's only his second year. And he'll continue to thrive and be better, you know, as a leader of our team.
In a similar vein, you know, CJ played well Sunday. How do you like where he is? Because obviously he's been tough on himself, but how do you like where he is playing-wise and as you all prepare for this match?
You know, we're all in a good spot, man. We're ready to go play football. Like, we're here. It's the playoffs. We're ready to go play football. Just, can we be the best team on Saturday? That's all that matters for us.
We're speaking about Herbert again. He doesn't get too much credit about his running ability. How can you take us around that challenge you will face then?
With Herbert, and he's a good quarterback all around. When it comes to, for me, it starts with him throwing the football and just the weapons that he has. The one that sticks out to me is McConkie, right? The guy from Georgia, man. He's an elite route runner. Very shifty, moves all over the place. And you can tell they have that instant connection between, you know, McConkie and Herbert. And it's a real connection. He's all over the field making plays for him, catching a lot of footballs, and he's a dynamic player. I think he has a very bright future in this league.
In your estimation, I mean, you've been around the playoffs quite a bit in your career. Is there a different level that everyone gets to this time of year?
At this level, of course, the intensity, it picks up, right? Everybody understands what's on the line, what's at stakes here. So the intensity definitely picks up, and the game is sped up, it's faster, it's more physical, and that's what playoff football is about. So we'll, of course, you get your opponent's best, they're going to get our best. That's what everybody likes to see. That's why you want to be here this time of the year, still playing playoff football. It's everything is sped up, everything is more physical, it's more exciting all the way across the board. So we're excited about it.
DeMeco, the play of the O-line, can you talk a little bit about that? Success you guys had yesterday, knowing you're going to have Nixon back this week, obviously, as well, but curious also how to think that.
With our offensive line, I thought our guys did a good job yesterday, just when it comes to protecting, when it came to the run game, you know, staying on block, staying attached, and that allowed us to have some success in the run game with Joe and DP running the football. But our O-line did a really nice job of creating some lanes there. And of course, our backs, DP, of course, did a really great job playing with great vision. When the space wasn't there, he was able to create on his own and break a really long run there. So proud of DP for what he was able to do. And O-line also with the protection. Thought they did a really nice job of giving our quarterbacks time. Quarterback stepped up in the pocket, both CJ and Davis, and made some nice plays off schedule there. So, I mean, we're headed in the right direction. We just have to be more consistent all the way across the board.
What do you make of their offensive line? It feels like a pretty good tackle duo. Probably one of the better ones you guys have faced. They pretty decent interior, and seems like they've been able to get a couple different running backs going at different times this year.
Yeah, their offensive line is one of the strengths of their team, right? Starting with the tackles, two, you know, the left tackle and right tackle were two really good players. And we have two good players on the edge as well, so that'll be a matchup that I think everybody's looking forward to. And we have to find a way to win on the edge versus their top players. Interior-wise, they also do a good job of working together. They ran the ball well, different backs at different times, and ran the ball well. It's going to take a collective effort, right, all the way across the board. For us defensively, I think the key will be our interior D linemen playing really well versus some of the run schemes that they have.
What advantage do you see? You and CJ and Will, last year was the first time that y'all were in the playoffs. What advantage do y'all feel more, I guess the word is, comfortable heading into the playoffs this year as compared to last year?
To me, it's right here, 2025 now. I almost said 2024, but right now, 2025, we're just focused on the present of, you know, our team, what we have here now. Last year was last year, entirely different locker room, different group of guys. Like, how do we make the most of our opportunity here right now with the guys that we have? Just want our guys to, you know, really live in that moment, right, of where we are right here, right now, with what we have. Let's go make the most of it.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Obviously, Will had a really great rookie season, but do you feel like having Daniil with him has elevated his game to another level?
Yeah, Will has definitely had an outstanding year this year as well. He's gotten better, probably double his production. He's gotten so much better. Run game, pass game, just overall, like to take the leap that he's taken his second year has been really impressive to see him, you know, take that leap. And he's a dynamic player for an impact player for us, leader, like everything you want. And I think Daniil has definitely helped him, you know, having Daniil and just their relationship, their bond, and what Will was able to learn from Daniil when it came to just, I think, at the top of the rush, like that moment of truth, being able to find ways to escape and finish on the quarterback. And I think having Daniil here to have another guy to listen to, along with Coach Rod and Coach Native doing an outstanding job all the way across the board. Our entire D-line has done a great job, been a strength of our defense this year, and proud of all the guys, coaches, and the players. They've all done a really great job.
Coach, on last year, you all, you know, had the success that you all had, and some people, you know, weren't expecting that, especially with what the franchise had been through the previous 3 years. And so you all were learning to deal with that, you know, as far as what came with that success. This year, heading into the playoffs, you all came in into this season expecting to be, you know, where you are on the trajectory that you all are. How are your younger players dealing with that now and their mindset heading into this second year as far as going into the playoffs?
The mindset of our young guys, like, they just want to play. They love playing football, right? And that's how I like them. Like, their mentality is straightforward. Like, let's get to it. What's the next opponent? What's the game plan? Let's go to work. And that's how I want our guys to be. It's just laser focused on what matters right now, right? And we'll have guys who have experience in the playoffs, guys who don't have experience. At the end of the day, for me, when the ball is snapped, like, are you doing your job or are you not? Are you playing with the Texans' relentless mindset or not? Like, that's what matters, right? And our young guys, older guys, it doesn't matter. Our team collectively, we have to play complementary football. Everybody has to, we have to play smart football, eliminate mistakes, right? Play together, and that'll be good enough for us.
You mentioned kind of playing with a fresh start, forgetting about last year and just living in the moment now. Is that also kind of applied to this just completed regular season, how we got here, what it did, all that? Kind of just, we're here now, let's go play.
Yeah, we're here now, let's go play. For me, like, nothing else matters, right? It's how you playing right now. Are you playing your best ball going into the playoffs? Like, that's what matters most, right? And are you able to consistently keep up with that when you are in the playoffs? Can you continue to play good ball? Can you continue to play the game the right way, not make silly mistakes? Can you put yourself in favorable positions? Can we, you know, get better scoring in the red zone, defending in the red zone? Those situational elements of the game, third down, red area, those are the areas where we have to be really good at here in the playoffs, because, you know, good teams aren't going to make mistakes. You have to find a way to beat them.
Last year, you have Bobby Slowick involved in the hiring cycle with him, you know, question about the Jets. Where do you see him grow as a coach? And obviously not every season is as smooth as last year. Where do you see him deal with the ups and downs of the season?
Yeah, I don't know if any season is smooth, right? You have a lot of ups and downs, even, you know, when you're winning, kind of those things kind of go under the rug. But there are ups and downs as coaches, and as coaches you have to grow and evolve. You have to do things different, and sometimes you set out to do, or you have a mindset of doing things one particular way, and you always have to kind of tweak those things and do what's best for the guys that you have and what they're capable of doing. So I see where I think Bobby has definitely grown in that area of being able to adjust and put our guys in position to where they can be successful.
People always say that, you know, football is a game of inches, but when it gets to the playoffs, how slim are those margins, and in what ways, like, are the details even that much more important this level is when it's all?
At this level, right, if you make a mistake, like, it can cost you. It being every game is sort of like that, but here in the playoffs, even more so because, right, all the teams that are here, they deserve to be here, right? And they wouldn't be here if they weren't good teams. So if you give good teams like more opportunities to go score, they're going to find a way to score. So you cannot have, right, the mental mistakes here in the playoffs, right? You cannot have the penalties, like all those things where field position is definitely a huge battle, and we have to win that field position battle each and every game, and it's even more paramount now. But it's just a matter of being on the details, man, being confident in what we're doing and going play.
Deontay, we saw a little bit of him yesterday. How confident are you that he can really help you guys this week, and do you think he can be more part of what happens on
the field? Deontay, I was really impressed with his last week of practice. I thought he picked up on the things we were asking him to do. I thought he really has really nice catches, nice plays throughout practice, and he got in the game. We were able to get him a little involved in the game as well, and I thought he handled himself really well. We'll start to continue to feed him more, see how he can help us. The skill set, the talent is there. It's just a matter of him just integrating into our offense and making sure, you know, we put him in positions to where we can accentuate his talents, because he's a talented player. He's made a ton of plays in this league, and it's exciting to see what he's able to do on the practice field. So I'm excited to see that come to life and on game day. So he's done a great job. Happy to work with Deontay. He's been a pleasure to work with.
Domingo, for players who like choose to do their rehab here, who are on the IR, and I'm thinking of a guy like Jalen Petrie, in what ways do they help and are still part of the team even though they can't really play?
Yeah, Jalen has done a great job of just being around each and every day. Like, even though he has rehab and all those things, Jalen is still in our meetings. He's out at practice. Like, he cares. Like, he's involved. He wants to help other guys. And, you know, it just speaks to who Jalen is as a man and why he's our Walter Payton Man of the Year recipient, because he's just – it's bigger than football to him. Like, he has that heart to help others, not only here in the building when he can't go out and physically play. Like, he has that heart to help others in the community as well, with the meals program that he's helping his kids with and here in Houston. So, man, I'm just happy to have Jalen around. Love having him around. You can't have enough special people around. Jalen is one of those special young men that I love to coach.
Coach, a lot of your colleagues, now former colleagues, are, you know, losing their jobs, you know, at the end of the regular season. We all know that this day comes. But for you to, some even after 1 year, how hard is it to have the type of success and be the type of coach that you are in those first 2 years, knowing that that window is so short?
And for me, man, just look at every day as a blessing, and I attack it that way. Like, I'm grateful for the opportunity I have to serve here with the Texans. I'm grateful for the people that I get to work with. I think that's what makes it even better, is just the people, right? The players, the staff, the support staff, ownership, just everybody being on the same page, right? It helps, like, us move in a direction where we want to go, right? And that's continue to progress, continue to move our organization forward, and that's everybody being on the same page. So I'm happy to work with the people I work with, and they understand our business, understand how tough it is to be successful each and every year in this league. So I never take it for granted, right? And I'm thankful for our guys and their attitude, and for them, the way they work. Anything I ask those guys to do, they're about it. So that's what makes it easy for me. And man, it's a blessing to be a head coach of an NFL football team, and I never lose sight of that, never lose a sight of how hard it is to be successful. It's unfortunate when you see guys lose their jobs, and also I think unfortunate part about it is also you just see, it's almost like everybody's waiting to see what happens. Like, that's kind of a little upsetting to me. Like, if you're kind of hanging around waiting to see something bad that happens to someone else. But had to think about the families that are involved, not only the head coach, but the other coaches who are on staff, kids who are in school. It's bigger than just, oh, this coach got fired and that's the news cycle and let's keep it moving. Like, I think about the families who are affected by those moves, and it's deeper than just the head coach moving on and you get someone else. All right, thank you, guys.
There you go. Head coach of the Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryans, talking to the assembled media after, after a 23-14 victory against the Titans yesterday. We'll break more of that down, maybe even next, but especially coming up next in the loop. It's time for the OG's passing thoughts after a victory in Tennessee. We'll do that next.